Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include Killian tops out on Everest, a new beer half marathon record, and Ricky Gates enters Colorado on foot. We've got to start with this man. Gotta say, he was giving us fans quite a scare in the late hours of Sunday night, as there had been no word of the GOAT for upwards of 15 hours. He had already made it to 7,500 meters, and just had about 1,350 vertical meters to the top. Granted, those final meters are arguably the toughest on the planet. After some excruciating silence on social media, Killian emerged back to advanced base camp 38 hours after starting his FKT attempt, with an Everest summit to his name. Some sort of sickness slowed the great down to a mere mortal pace. He ended his trip officially at advanced base camp. All I can say is thank goodness, Killian. Can't wait to give you a big freaking hug in Silverton this summer. Next up this week, we have a check-in from one of our favorite native Coloradan ultra runners, who is currently over 2,000 miles into his transcontinental run. He's making steady time west and just entered his home turf. Here's Ricky Gates. Roll it.
Hi there, Mountain Outhouse. It's Ricky Gates here. I'm cruising along in Colorado, Highway 50. I'm sure this looks nothing like what you think of Colorado to look like, but it's every bit as much Colorado as the Rocky Mountains, I suppose. It's May 18th. It's my 36th birthday. Celebrate. I'm running 36 miles. Plus 39 miles. I don't know why I was going to do it anyway. About almost 2,000 miles into my Transamerica trip, self-supported. Brothers and sisters are treating me to a hotel tonight, which I'm excited about because it's my birthday. And on to Colorado Springs, the Colorado Trail, and pretty soon my hometown of Aspen. So if you're not following along, please do. Not a trip that I plan on doing twice, so I promise you won't get a bazillion updates following this trip, but we're going to do one more spin because this is actually quite pretty here. This is the direction I'm heading, and that's the direction I came from.
Happy birthday, Ricky. Anyone out there in Outhouse Nation seen Ricky yet on his journey? If you do, send us a pic. The race for the sub-2-hour marathon is intensifying, with now a third large corporation joining the feeding frenzy. Vodafone, of all companies, has now joined Adidas and Nike in their quest. They are backing a more scientific-based research squad that is looking into how a sub-2 might be possible. What's in it for them? Apparently looking into tech-related wearables. This week, in ultra fashion, we have a convincing and motivating entry from Avery Collins. You might remember Avery from his recent win at the Georgia Death Race, landing him a golden ticket at this year's Western States 100, as well as his victory at the Quest for the Crest 50K this weekend, and a small controversy surrounding his promotion of cannabis use while training for ultramarathons. This week, Avery doles out some life advice after sporting some new cornrows. He says, "Do what makes you happy, and don't give a damn what anyone thinks about you." Powerful. All right, Avery, I hear ya. The Ultra Trail World Tour went down under, and our boy, Timmy Tollefson, came away with a commanding win, leading the whole race and finishing in 8 hours, 52 minutes. So apparently it was Rob Krar we sighted last week, just prior to his trip to Australia, as he placed second in 9 hours, 11 minutes. For the ladies, it was local Lucy Bartholomew who won just as handily, exactly 2 hours behind Tim and on her 21st birthday. Smashing brilliant. In fact, the local Australian ladies took home the top 8 spots. Megan Hicks of ironfar.com finished the Bob Graham round in 22 hours, 24 minutes. The FKT holder on Nolan's 14 took on the 42 Peak 66 mile and 27,000 feet of climbing challenge in the UK this weekend with the aid of about 15 locals. I've said it before and I'll say it again, Megan. The Barkley is calling. Time to reach out to our Northwest correspondent who was MIA last week. Maya Ray Ray, break it down.
Hey, where's Matt Croy? Excuse me. No. No. Jackpot. Yummy. I was busy last week. Roll the video. Another week. Another magazine cover for my boy Mako. Sorry, what's that? Stamos got the cover on the magazine. Wow, big upset there. That's not gonna get you a Costco sponsorship. Mako, right here. Focus. I remember when I was young, I had a little direction, but you have to dig deep. Find a way. There's only so much I can do for this guy. What happens when he's at Michigan Bluff and he's hot? He'll be thinking of Stamos. Fun fact, I partied with Stamos at a New Kids concert in 86. He's a cool dude. Moving on. Man, that's good. The Red Devil 10K and 25K was held in Kashmir this weekend. Another gorgeous area with stunning views and lots of trees. Jeff Ryan was in town and decided to give it a whirl. Let's go live to our on-scene reporter. I feel like I've seen her before.
Thanks, Maya. How was your race?
My race went well today. I had a fun time. It was a little hard, but I was able to run well.
Second question, what's your favorite race you've
run? My favorite race I've run? Hard Rock 100 in Colorado.
Third question,
Ooh.
You can talk to a lot.
Well, we might not get the regular course this year. Maybe a snow course.
That's what I was
I think he's got a potential to break it, yes. I think he's fast enough. You could see history.
I don't know.
You don't think
you will?
What's your prediction? He might.
Thanks for
You're welcome. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Man, that reporter has a future. I couldn't have done any better myself. Brown took first, just edging out local legend Caleb Endler. By a few minutes, just barely missing the podium, was my dad. Gary the one, again. By 55 minutes. Let's now check in with Ryan Guffey on this week's. Let's check in with an ultra runner.
Hey, Mountain Outhouse, this is Ryan Guffey. I'm here in Ogden, Utah. Been out here this week just training. Had the baby and my wife are out here. Natalie ran a race yesterday down in Provo. And yeah, we're just trying to get on some steeper, bigger mountains, and Ogden has delivered so far. Super fun. I definitely recommend it. If you haven't been here, it's probably an underrated trail town. Hope you had a good weekend.
Thanks, Ryan. Back to you, Jam.
Wow, I think she just stole the show. Come on, Jam Jam, pull it together. You can do this. A new world record in the beer half marathon. Friend of the show, Whiskey Man, aka Michael Versteeg, completed a chip-timed beer half following all official beer mile rules, 5% alcohol, no puking, and no shotgunning beers, posting a 1 hour, 45 minute, 16 second time while racing friends Tony Russ and Tyler Tomasello in California this past week. He dethrones previous champ, Skizzle Fresh. YouTube vlogger Casey Neistat made the news for running the New York Roadrunners Airbnb Brooklyn Half Marathon. Not sure why Casey insists on snuffing the trail and ultra scene, but come on, bro. Join us. We see your weekly miles. Okay, viewers, do me a solid. Let's all tweet at Casey and let him know Jam Jam, Maya Ray Ray, and all of the Outhouse Nation welcomes him with open arms to join us in Ultralandia. Drotty drama alert. Noah Drotty tweeted from his @IBuiltTheArk Twitter handle that, quote, any obstruction to viewership is bad for the sport. Stop putting track coverage behind paywalls, end quote. I'm assuming he's directing this directly at FloTrack, who is the undisputed leader in track and field live coverage. They have to put coverage of track events behind their monthly FloPro subscription service for $19.99 per month or annually for $149.99, save 37% annually. Drotty ain't happy that they put these track meets in the FloPro service level and instead suggests running ads or paying for bonus content. We now go to our correspondent.
Hey guys, B-Dog here, coming at you from the pink pill box on top of Miley Point in Oahu. Wanted to make a very special women's edition and give some shout out to some lovely ladies. I'd like to put in some new nominations. I'd like to nominate Claire Gallagher and Abby Levine. If you look on their Instagram, they're all about supporting each other for their races and understanding that they're both fueled by frosting. Another pair set up for the nominations would be Stephanie Howe and Megan Arbogast. If you look in one of Stephanie Howe's recent posts, you can see how she expresses her appreciation and her love for the queen, Megan. Thanks everybody, and back to you, Jam Jam.
Ever heard of the NorCal 100K Slam? Me neither. Until this week, when Stapel Dalal completed the Ruth Anderson 100K, Canyons 100K, Miwok 100K, and Quicksilver 100K, all on successive weekends. While several runners completed three of the four, Sat Paul was the only one to get all four done. Pretty cool to have that many 100Ks all within the same general area, all within 4 weeks. Kudos to you, sir. Hoka this week is launching their own Running Adventure prize pack with $1,000 cash, shoes, and goodies from Cliff Bar, Rudy Project, and Jay Bird. Pretty awesome, guys, but no sweet FKT attempt required to enter? Apparently, for this one, all you gotta do is follow the brands on Instagram and tag three friends. We have an update on the first annual Western States waitlist. It seems to be a resounding success, as so far it is currently running 20 spots deep. They will continue to let runners in off the waitlist up until 1 p.m. Friday prior to the race. Will be interesting to see how that plays out come Squaw Weekend. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or want to run a beer half, tweet us at Mountain Outpost. Have a shitty week. Hey, want to support this shitty show? Purchase these awesome sunglasses, which I just opened up right before we started filming this week's episode. As a bonus, we'll include a Mountain Outpost sticker pack and signed certificate of authenticity. Smash the link below. Smash that link.